Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll take you to the home of the brave, as Berlin resident Tina Pearson calls it, home. Pearson has transformed her quaint country home into a free vacation destination for military members and their families looking to reconnect. And later, we'll speak with seven-time Grammy nominee Joan Osborne, and we'll bring you the latest in our LC Diaries series. But first, we'll talk tourism, specifically how you get the most bang for your so-called advertising buck. My next guest knows a thing or two about this, as his company, MGH Advertising, has been responsible for marketing the town of Ocean City for almost a decade. Andy Malice is the president of MGH Advertising, and he joins me now on the phone. Andy Malice, welcome back to Coastal Connection.
Thank you, Brian.
So there's been a lot of conversation and speculation leading into this summer about what impact Hurricane Sandy will have on this particular region. Most people I speak with around town and up and down the peninsula seem to believe that the unfortunate damage in New York and New Jersey from Hurricane Sandy could possibly be quite beneficial to coastal Delaware and Ocean City, Maryland. How has Sandy changed how you're preparing to market Ocean City this season?
Well, Brian, I think that the most important point for people to understand is that for many people in New York and New Jersey or Pennsylvania who typically vacation at the Jersey Shore, they've not been open to hearing a message from Ocean City. We've been pretty aggressive over the last 4 or 5 years in advertising pretty heavily in that whole corridor. And we've been somewhat successful in getting people to come to Ocean City who may not have come before. I think that's evidenced by the number of cars you see in town in season with New York and New Jersey license plates. But for a lot of people, we've been advertising, and it's sort of gone in one ear and out the other. This year, I think, is a little different because from a pretty comprehensive review that we did of the damage in all the towns along the Jersey Shore, there is several challenges that they're facing. First, the amenities, many of the restaurants, the amusements, the bars are not fully restored, and some of them may not be for years or ever again. There's a less inventory in lodging, both condos and hotel rooms, not all of which will be ready in time for this year. So it gives us an opportunity for people to hear our message and maybe give us a try. And if they do give us a try, they may become regular visitors to Ocean City.
I've heard it said many times in the tourism world here locally that you never want to lose that visitor, because if you lose them once, the feeling is that they may never come back to your particular resort. I read a quote from the director of the Cape May County Department of Tourism, Diane Wieland, who said, "This is a very critical moment for us in the vacation rental market. If we lose tourists now, they could be gone for good." Do you think that New Jersey and New York, that vacation market, is collectively feeling like Sandy could be the storm or the situation that makes them lose tourists to resorts such as coastal Delaware, such as Ocean City?
I really don't think so. I think that people who are regular visitors to the Jersey Shore are probably going to want to go back at some point if they do come to Maryland this year. I think it's important for your listeners to understand that the whole summer tourism business has changed so dramatically in the last 10 years. And we often think of our competition as the Jersey Shore or maybe Virginia Beach. But the truth is the biggest competitor that we've faced has been the internet, because people have been able to find accommodations, find information about accommodations, and more importantly, find deals that were unheard of 10 years ago. It would have been nuts, I think, for a lot of people to think about taking a cruise to the Caribbean in the summer years ago, or to visit a Caribbean island, or to visit Mexico, places that we typically thought of as winter destinations. But because of the competition of the internet and because of increased air presence and more cruises, we're competing with a much wider array of competitors. And I think that that's what New Jersey is going to see, that this is just one more thing that will open up people's mind to other choices. And while certainly it could have been us, Sandy could have hit Ocean City, and that would have been very unfortunate. It did hit up in New Jersey, and again, for some of those people, they may just give us a shot, and hopefully they'll have a great time, and they'll want to come back.
As you look at how the market is, shaping up as we head into the summer months, what type of season do you think Ocean City should be planning for?
In spite of all the turmoil in Washington with the sequester, and even though most people's paychecks were affected the last couple months with the tax changes that people are still spending. Unemployment seems to be down. We had an unusual spike in gas prices recently, but that seems to be leveling off. I think we have an unprecedented opportunity to maybe attract some people that wouldn't have thought about us before. But I also think that it can, you know, unfortunately, we are so weather sensitive that regardless of all the marketing we do, you know, we could get hurt with just some bad luck.
We've been speaking with Andy Malice. He's the president of MGH Advertising. Andy, always nice to talk to you, and best of luck this summer.
Thank you, Brian. Good talk to you, too.
We move now from a chat about how Hurricane Sandy could change how Ocean City markets itself to tourists to a conversation on how the sequester could impact one of the biggest and most anticipated special events in Ocean City of the year. The across-the-board $85 billion sequester cuts may not be making a big impact in your life right now, but for many others, like military flight teams that travel across the country performing at air shows in the summer, that's a completely different story. Military flight teams, including the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, have canceled various air shows throughout the country due to the sequester, and there is some uncertainty on what these cancellations will mean to Ocean City's air show, which is scheduled for June. So joining me to talk about this is Brian Lilly. He's the president of the annual Ocean City Air Show. Brian, welcome to Coastal Connection.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
So just to reiterate what I was just speaking about, the Blue Angels are slated to be the big headliner this year in Ocean City. They have canceled various other places throughout the country, but they have not canceled in Ocean City. Tell me where things are and how they're looking right now.
As of this date, the Blue Angels have actually only canceled their first two air shows in April. And the first one was MacDill Air Force Base, which the show canceled and the Blues canceled. And then the second one, I'm not sure where it is. But past the first 2 weeks in April, the only other cancellations are where actual air shows have canceled. The Blue Angels have not canceled any other appearances as of this date. They continue to interface with our team in planning for the Blues to come to Ocean City. So, you know, from our perspective, they're still on the schedule. They're still pretty much on the schedule nationally. 90% of their schedule is still, you know, there. And we're planning to have them in June.
You know, it's interesting. When the sequester was getting close and really took effect, and there was all this speculation about whether or not our air show would happen or other air shows throughout the country, you know, you came out very early, and you said Ocean City will carry on regardless of whether or not the military jet teams are grounded. You know, you look around the country and many other air shows have canceled, as you said before. Why were you so confident that Ocean City could persevere and survive military teams being grounded?
Well, you know, from perspective, you really have to look. There are two different types of air shows. There are air shows at an airfield and air shows at beach. So our feeling is that waterfront air shows, in the overall scope of all the impact of sequestration, waterfront air shows are going to have either a neutral or a net positive gain. And the reason that is when you go to an air show at the beach, it's a reason to go to the beach. It's like having fireworks on the 4th of July. You go to the beach to see the fireworks. Well, you go to the beach for the weekend to see the air show. And then when you look at the fact that on average, half of the air shows in the country are held at military bases, and under sequestration, they're all going to cancel. And then you look at the other kind of air show, which is an air show at an airport. And just like a concert, if you're going to a concert and you've got the Rolling Stones at the concert, that's going to bring more people than if you have a concert and you have, you know, some other B-rated act. So there's a lot of civilian airport shows that are also looking at canceling. And so if you figure, you know, probably 7 out of 10 air shows in the country are going to cancel under sequestration, going to create compression. And compression is going to drive people that still want to see an air show to what remains. And when you couple that with the opportunity to tie your beach vacation in to seeing an air show, we actually see it helping with tourism. And I know at a recent Tourism Advisory Board meeting, Ruth Waters from the Harrison Group was talking, and we had done a presentation to them, and she made a comment that they haven't seen one hotel room cancel as of yet. And then that's significant, because even though the Blues are still scheduled, you know, there's some bad journalism going on out there, like the headline that appeared in the Daily Times a couple of days ago, which was as a result of a national story that a Gannett reporter had sensationalized. that said the Blues had canceled and the Blues had not.
I know putting together the lineup and the balance between the military jet teams and the civilian acts is something that you're working on pretty much all year round. Talk about what this has done just for the planning aspects of the Ocean City Air Show. Do you have backup acts or people that are kind of waiting, pardon the pun, waiting in the wings to fill the lineup of the Ocean City Air Show in case other military flight teams have to cancel as we near the date in June?
Yeah, we've got contingency plans. We've had contingency plans in place now for several months. You know, depending on what happens, if there are further changes in military support, you know, we have other things that we plan on bringing in to ensure that, you know, that it is one of the top lineups in the country based upon, you know, what is available. There's some great stuff, you know, and we've got some great civilian stuff. Like we have the Red Bull helicopter coming back this year, which is probably one of the five top civilian acts in the country, because obviously there aren't a whole lot of aerobatic helicopters.
Yeah, I took a ride with him the last time he was here, and that was one of the craziest experiences of my life.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. I've ridden with him, too. And, you know, when you fly upside down in a helicopter and you're in the front seat, it's a whole lot different than a jet.
Very true.
You've got that panoramic view where nothing but glass is in front of you, you know. So we've got Chuck coming back already, and there's a couple others that we have waiting in the wings, so to speak.
Are you as confident as you are hopeful that the U.S. Navy Blue Angels will be flying over Ocean City airspace and over the coastline this summer?
I am, and I am because I know how much they mean to the Navy and the fact that they don't want to, you know, stand the team down. And I think that what the Navy has done and the approach they've taken with only canceling those two shows clearly demonstrates their resolve and their desire to do everything possible to keep the Blues flying in 2013.
We've been speaking with Brian Lilly. He's the president of the Ocean City Air Show. Brian, thanks for joining me and best of luck.
All right. Thanks for it.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.